Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on November 6th, 2009. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include the Sustainability Forum, Darden forms a new alliance, small budget films, and the invisible population. In our interview segment, we'll talk about a great project for Darden alumni, students, faculty, and staff, the Darden Art Project. First, here's the news. For the third straight year, Darden hosted the Sustainability and Renewable Energy Forum last week. One of the featured speakers was Ray Anderson, the founder and chairman of Interface Incorporated, the company that produces the popular floor modular carpet. Anderson's been involved in sustainability for years. He discussed his company's sustainability promise.
Mission Zero is our promise to eliminate all of our environmental impacts by the year 2020. That means zero waste, 100% renewable energy, zero harmful emissions, 100% recycling for our raw materials, transportation that's climate neutral and resource efficient, a total shift in culture that embraces the finiteness of the earth rather than the infiniteness of the earth the way we seem to act today, and one that even is in a position to reinvent commerce the way we go to market.
That's Ray Anderson of Interface Incorporated. His company, much like the Darden School, has promised to be environmentally friendly by the year 2020. Well, at the forum, Darden announced a partnership with other business schools, which forms the Alliance for Research on Corporate Sustainability, or ARCS. Darden professor Mike Lennox made the announcement. He'll serve as the faculty director of ARCS. Along with Darden, the business schools at Cornell, Dartmouth, Duke, Harvard, Indiana, Michigan, Penn, Yale, and Western Ontario have joined ARCS to further study corporate sustainability. If you've walked down the classroom hallway at Darden in the last year, you've seen a wonderful addition to the school. Lining the hallway are several beautiful photographs taken from various places around the world. Well, those photos were shot by Darden alumni, faculty, students, and staff. Now it's time for new photos, which means it's time for the Darden Art Project, also known as DART. Second-year student Ryan Rayborn is here to tell us more about the project. Ryan, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you get involved with DART? What's your role?
So actually, DART was started last year by Krisa Pagitsis, and I got in touch with her at the end of last year and basically told her I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
And just told her that I'd love to be involved, so I'm heading it up this year.
Yeah, and we had her on the podcast last
okay.
year, and basically it was sort of an independent study kind of thing, and she got with some faculty and said, let's beautify the hallways.
Right,
and
right.
It is, I've seen alumni who haven't been around for a few years who walk down the hall, and they're really taken by it.
Yeah.
It's really cool, isn't it?
And it was really interesting to... Once the photos were up, you thought I'd never really thought about the fact that hallway was relatively bland. And now
yeah.
that the photo's up, you just realize how simple of an idea it is, yet how big of an impact it has as you're walking to class every day to at least have a little bit of color in the halls.
No question. And if people haven't seen it, can you give us a description of what they see as they walk down?
Sure. So we've got, I think it's 22 photos this year, and we're going to try and actually increase it and have 24 next year.
Great.
But it's just photos that are taken by Darden faculty, staff, students, and also alumni can all submit photos, and then we select some of those to be displayed throughout the year, and they're actually displayed for the whole year along the classroom hallway, so they're framed and just up against the wall there.
And now, is there an object? Are we trying to show just a global viewpoints, or what are we shooting
for? Yeah, that's exactly it. So one of the reasons is, you know, we're in an incredibly international community here at Darden, but I think that sometimes it's easy to forget that, and
mm-hmm.
so this is just one way for us to be able to showcase how, in fact, international our community is, you know, both with our international students and then with our domestic students that have traveled quite a bit and alumni that are living across the world. I mean, there's such an international community. And so just to try and bring a little bit of that to Charlottesville.
Yeah. So if someone has taken photos,
mm-hmm.
What kind of photos are you looking for? People, places? Or?
I think it's really anything. It's pretty open. I think that we do tend to focus on that international flair, if you
yeah.
will, and trying to showcase the fact that Darden is an international community.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that all the photos have to be from outside the U.S. U.S. or anything like that. Really just trying to get the diversity of perspectives and just celebrate that, I think, is the idea.
So as I'm recalling the photos, I know we see some faces up close, and others it's more of a landscape shot.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it really is completely open to artistic interpretation, I suppose.
Are they all color?
I'm trying to think if there are any that are black and white. They would certainly not have to be all color. But yeah, I think that this year all the ones that were selected were color.
So how does someone in the Darden community go about submitting photos?
Sure. So we have an online website, and it's up on SharePoint, so up on the Darden portal for students, faculty, and staff. And then we've also got a separate website for our alumni because they don't have access to the same portal.
Right.
So you basically would just submit via either one of those portals. There was an email that went out earlier, I guess at the end of last month, that had the deadline and had the access to the website for students, faculty, and staff. And then we're going to send one of those out soon to alumni. Haven't gotten that out yet.
So student, faculty, staff deadline is somewhat closer.
Yeah, so it's November 22nd, Sunday, November 22nd. So later on this month, you've got a month to cull through all your photos and find the ones, the three best that you would like to submit.
And alumni have an extra month or so.
Yeah, that's right. Alumni, we're going to actually give them till the end of the year. Know that our alumni are busy, but still, that was one of the greatest things, I think, about the project is the fact that we did have some alumni that submitted and have a few alumni photos up on the wall. And it's really a chance for us to connect with our alumni, I think, in a unique way.
And each individual can submit up to three photos.
That's right.
Electronically.
That's right.
How do you attempt to even judge these? This has got to be almost impossible.
Sure. Yeah. So we have a selection committee, and that selection committee has faculty and students on it. I'm trying to get some first-year students involved as well. I know they're really busy, but I'm going to try and get some of them involved. But anyway, we all just basically sit down in a room and try and walk through all the photos and try and select that way. It's an interesting process. I haven't been through it as of yet. So, but Krisa tells me that it was a lot of fun last year. But you have to make some difficult decisions because it was amazing how many photos we got last year, and to try and cull that down was a difficult task and a challenging task.
So you said 22 photos are on the walls now,
right.
Just fantastic, and they just don't disappear. What's going to happen to those?
Sure. So so we are going to auction them off at the She Auction. That's at the end of the Nuwimba event in the spring. And I think it's the end of February. Don't quote me on that exactly. But sometime at the end of February, we're going to auction off all the photos that were up this year. And then those are, just after that, going to be replaced by our incoming class of photos, if you will.
So if you're walking down the hall and you have your eye on one of those, make sure to get to the auction and take care of it.
That's right.
And I know you haven't been through it, but any tips for a photographer out there that you can think of?
I think it's all just about having an eye. You know, nowadays with Photoshop, you can really do a lot. So if you can just get that one moment and capture that moment, brighten it up in Photoshop a little bit, and you're good to go. So just always bring your camera with you. That's the one thing that all photographers have told me is that if you don't have your camera, you're definitely not going to get a good shot.
Good point. Second year student Ryan Rayborn from the Darden Art Project. Thank you for joining us on the Business Cast.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
People interested in the small-budget film industry turned to Darden earlier today. In conjunction with the Virginia Film Festival, held here in Charlottesville, the school hosted the Darden Producers Forum. Mike Million of Third Story Films and Mark Lieberman of Cavalier Films and the Onion News Network addressed students and guests today. Each year when the film festival's in town, Darden is host to the Producers Forum, which discusses the business side of the entertainment industry. Well, some say they are the invisible population in technology entrepreneurship. Women in technology. And that's the focus of a panel discussion on tap at Darden for November 9th. Four women, all involved in technology and entrepreneurship, will speak in the Abbott Auditorium at 6:30 Monday night. The event is free and open to everyone. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden website, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.